6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Drink Break on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
What is happening? That was a great start to a Friday.
You know, the mouse moved. What do you want from me?
It kind of feels like it. You know, just get your giggles on. It's a Giggle Friday. Happy Giggle Friday, everybody. Welcome in. Welcome back, buddy. How was Ben?
Why am I here?
I don't know. We've asked this question all week. This might be one of the funniest vacation planning I've ever seen.
This is
we've been doing this for a long time. Yeah. To work a Monday and a Friday and take Tuesday through Thursday off. Interesting decisions.
Yeah, this is something we'd make fun of Swag for doing.
This is absolutely something we would make fun of Swag for doing.
And I'm sitting here doing the show on a Friday, and I'm like, what am I doing the show on Friday
Why
for?
The hell did I wake up this early this morning when I was off the last 3 days? And it's spring break, and tomorrow's the weekend. You could have just carried it right through and been here on Monday. No big deal.
I don't know how I got here.
Okay, not quite sure. You're one of those guys in the sitcom show. You're sitting there saying, you might be wondering how I wound up here. We haven't figured that out yet.
3 seasons later. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, we did. We did think we need to have an intervention with you when you leave the show. We think you need to leave the show better.
What do you mean?
You need to separate. You need to unplug a little bit. You're sending show topics. You're sending work emails. We want you to get out, explore the wild, get away from the office. Okay.
Did I send an email?
No, you didn't send an email. You sent an email that we got from somebody else in the company.
Oh, that was just funny.
That was a funny text.
There was a backstory to that email.
There absolutely was.
So there was an email. I don't check my work email often while I'm on vacation, but I had some downtime. I was enjoying the weather. I was reading on our balcony in Bend, and I just got done reading, and I opened my phone, and I had wanted to check my email because I was waiting for a tax confirmation appointment.
Ah, yeah. You haven't done them yet? Or you're finishing them.
No, okay. We're pretty late tax people.
And nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You'll get them eventually.
I just don't enjoy taxes.
It sucks.
Then you get to a point in your life where you're not really getting as much money back.
Sure.
As you once did. And it's not exciting.
Not quite the same.
Anyway, so I'm checking my email. My email that was open was my work email because on my Google, I have both accounts.
Right.
I had not switched back over. And in opening, I saw the email that we had from the overlords. And it had announced that somebody was leaving the company.
Yes.
And I just was like, oh. So I clicked it for a second. I was just kind of curious. And I scroll down and I see this individual. And this individual was at our building. They were here, what, 2 months ago? 3 months ago?
Not that long ago.
A couple months ago.
Not that long ago.
And they were here for a big reason, a big announcement.
Yes.
And we were having this big, huge, everybody's here. And this individual closed his,
his portion
of the speech. He closed it with some random ass, and I know rocket scientists, and we went to a party, and I was like, oh, what kind of party are rocket scientists going to throw? And it turns out, rocket scientists drink alcohol.
It was one of the stranger stories that I've ever heard.
And the moral of the story is, you can also be a rocket scientist. And like, it was one of these. Oh, okay. And then the reason for the meeting.
Yeah.
Then the real reason actually started. But this was somebody we taken out. Hey, go on out to Portland.
That's right.
Rally the troops.
Get the troops going. Get everybody fired up.
And he just ended with, and we at this company want to be rocket scientists. And we're like, what?
What the hell was that?
Fast forward. He's leaving.
He's no longer with the company. Yeah, he's no longer with the company.
And I'm just like, well, I guess he doesn't want to be a rocket scientist anymore.
So, yeah, we did. We thought with your vacation schedule of the Monday, Friday, the sending of show topics, and the work email that was forwarded, we feel like you needed an intervention.
We need
to work on your unpluggability of leaving and just saying, you know what, I'm out. I'm not doing anything.
I think there's an in-between of me and other people that we could find middle ground to where I think a lot of both sides are right.
You want to stay plugged in? You want one plug in, not two plugs? You got to have one plug?
I mean, it'd be a little odd to just completely,
you do want to know
unplug
what you're coming back to if something goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just walk in today and be like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
Is there a lazier way to, well, what happened?
Well, what took place? No, it's not that. It's the idea of cooking things up for the show, you know?
I was thinking of you. I saw the Jimmy Butler return game. I was like, that's a good step. The return games of great athletes?
The return games of great athletes, yeah. You would think would be a wonderful
Swag
segment.
Swag has been alive longer than us. He could come up with easily the longest list of great return games.
I don't remember return games.
He didn't have a single one.
Not
a single one.
Yeah. Michael Jordan.
No.
Going back to Chicago.
Wayne Gretzky? Multiple times?
Nope. Clyde Drexler, Joe Montana.
I don't remember.
Brett Favre is a Viking at Lambeau Field.
Mike Piazza coming back to Dodger Stadium.
LeBron James is a
Heatle? I understand all of those
LeBron James!
Once you move on, you move on. It's just another game.
That's not accurate in any way. And that is shocking to hear you say that. So,
Very weird. You're right.
I do. But once I, like, left.
Yeah, then you were there. Then you were on vacation.
I was on vacation.
It looked gorgeous, looking down at the river from wherever you were.
Oh, my God. 10-minute walk from downtown.
Contemplating not returning.
Right on the Deschutes River Trail, which is like a top 7 trail in the state.
That trail's great.
It's so amazing. And I'm just like, why don't we have this?
Be nice, wouldn't it? Right there in your backyard.
I know. Yeah. I wish there was some old-timey sports radio station in Bend that we could just go.
Yeah, they didn't have much of anything in Bend.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Media-wise.
Not a lot going on there media-wise.
Yeah.
They got some TV channels, I think. You got your local news on TV.
Yeah.
We could become local news bros and move out to Bend, give the weather reports. Hey, it's going to snow today. Hey, it's going to be sunny today. I could handle that.
We timed it perfectly, though. We got there, and on Tuesday, it was 72 degrees.
Just phenomenal weather.
No wind.
Nope.
72 degrees. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do outside.
Pale whites everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's getting burnt first day of spring.
Exactly.
Feels great.
Ladies in thongs, and I'm like, dude, your cheeks are going to be, not a good red.
Look at those cheeks!
There's not as much atmosphere at 3,000 feet up there on the butte.
Well, I'm sitting there, and we're hanging down by the river because the river's literally outside of our apartment.
You just got cheeks all over the place then, huh? Mm.
And I'm just like...
Frolicking in the river?
I totally get why everybody would live here.
Yeah. River's still cold, my friend.
Jump in. People jump in. It's 73 degrees.
There were people jumping
in.
Don't be
a pansy. Get those cheeks in the river. Come on.
They're not in there for very long.
No. It was nice, though. It was beautiful. The weather was perfect. And
Central Oregon, man. It's hard to beat.
Day we came back, we timed it perfect. We were loading the car. The rain started. 50 degrees.
It just cooled off.
Now, did you get? We had the biggest weather fraud of the year. Wednesday.
We had gotten an alert. My wife got an alert that you guys were getting massive hailstorm, thunderstorm, and we were like, "Man, we missed that." And then I saw a bunch of reaction of overrated, nothing.
Oh, literally nothing happened.
No, they warned us for tornadoes, too.
There was a possible tornado, severe thunderstorms,
quarter-sized hail.
Yeah.
You know,
None of it, for the hills.
Not a clap of thunder.
Not a single thing. We got 5 drops of rain and maybe 15-mile-an-hour winds.
Ben's clapping cheeks. You're clapping nothing, huh?
That's right.
No clap here.
No cheeks clapping at all this week, man. Disappointing clap.
I will say, my kids had been to Ben Sun River, but more Sun River, not really familiar with the Bend scene.
Yeah.
And so we walk in, it's Tuesday. I'm trying to paint the best picture I can. It's 4:30.
Yeah.
It is downtown Bend, like Bend Brewing, for example, is right there.
Wonderful spot.
So just imagine no wind, right? 4:30, it's probably 66 degrees out.
Delightfully.
T-shirts and shorts.
Yep. Yeah.
Feels like summer almost.
And my kids are like, Dad, it'd be cool to live here.
yeah, it would, kids.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, yep.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah,
have you seen housing prices here in Bend?
Well,
pretty nice.
Housing prices
in Portland aren't much better, but
Ben is going to get a job.
The 780 house in Portland is $1.3 million.
Exactly. Let's start working. Let's start getting some jobs and move out here.
I did.
You got to be able to handle the snow, though. A lot of snow in the winter.
They were excited about that.
Yeah, I would rather have snow than rain.
If
you're prepared
for it. What if you also got rain?
Because they also do get rain.
Yeah, they get rain.
They do get rain.
Yeah.
But I would rather deal with snow.
Yeah, I'm okay with the snow as well, especially if the roads are properly prepared.
They know what they're doing out there with the snow and the roads.
They do. They're ready for it. But in thinking about living there and fantasizing about it, retirement, totally get it.
Good place to retire.
Yeah. I mean, if you can find an affordable thing to live in.
I mean, the dream would be to be a snowbird that spends your winters in Arizona and your summers in Central Oregon. That's the ultimate dream of retirement for me.
Well, we looked up the apartment we stayed at.
Yeah.
Is something that you can live in or you could rent it.
Ah, for like an extended period of time kind of thing?
Yeah, and or rent it out.
Yeah.
People could come stay at your place. And like a one bedroom, but it had a Murphy bed fold
right.
down, so
yeah,
it's like
perfect
a sleeps
for
four
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
That was $340,000.
Oh, okay.
Square footage was 600 square feet.
It's pretty tiny. It's a pretty tiny apartment.
Kind of dated in some ways. But
when
like,
it's just
great.
You and the wife and the kids are gone, you don't need any more room than that.
That's what I was thinking. It was like, if I had no kids.
This is perfect.
This is all I would want because
yes.
I got a TV.
Boom.
I'm right
here's
10
a river.
From downtown.
There you go.
Walk to downtown.
Yeah.
Golf courses everywhere.
Oh,
rest.
My God.
I mean, you're going to be out the entire time. As long as you're there in the nice weather season, mm-hmm. you're not sitting around the apartment.
No.
You're going to be on the go.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was a very active vacation. My kids were complaining. They were exhausted. My wife's foot hurts. We were walking 4 or 5 miles a
just
day.
On the move constantly.
Yeah, it
feels
great.
It feels good. When the weather's nice, you get out, move a little bit. We've all been cooped up inside for a while.
Yeah.
Feels delightful.
It did feel delightful. It was a little sad to come back, but again, we timed the weather perfect, so I was like, okay, we're getting out of the cold.
And you came back to the cold, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
made it back just in time for 52
Dude,
in rain.
Mount Hood still has a ton of snow.
Ton of snow. I think they got dumped this last
they've
week.
They've got some late dumps. So did Bachelor.
That's good for them.
Yeah.
Love
good
a late dump. Got to get a late dump in.
You love a late dump.
Good late dump.
Master of the late dump.
Got to have a late dump ready to go.
There's a lot to get to today.
There is.
Yesterday was a pretty outstanding day of sports.
Well, I was a little bummed and jealous. Did you? I'm curious because I don't listen to the show while I'm out.
What the hell's
no,
the matter
you
with
shouldn't
you?
Be up that early.
God, you didn't
well,
listen
I was
to the
up
show.
That early Tuesday.
Well, yeah, but you were packing and heading out.
Yeah, I was trying to tidy things up before
yeah.
we left. How much LeBron McAfee stuff?
I didn't do any. I avoided it. I did. I made an editorial decision to not talk about Stephen A. Smith threatening to assault LeBron James if he put his hands on him. I decided to
he
not do
He was on
that.
McAfee for 90 minutes.
He,
yeah,
was.
He was
on for 90 minutes, yeah.
And it,
I watched the majority of it. It was a really good interview.
It had gotten
Other
so
than the
played,
Windhorse stuff, that was kind of a low blow.
Yeah.
What was with that?
That was weird.
I hated that. I'm a big LeBron guy.
And Windhorst has never said that he's his best friend or he's never claimed anything. He's had a relationship with him for a long time, but he's never claimed anything to that level. That was kind of a weird shot.
It's just a little odd. Like, okay, you're mad about the Jordan Nike reason for you signing. It's $90 million is why you signed
it's
with Nike.
It's pretty obvious why you went there. We just talked about that with the book the other week with Sonny Vaccaro, who tried to get him to Adidas, but the money offer wasn't there.
But he would have been at Adidas if the money was there.
If he offered him $100 million, he would have signed with Adidas.
It's LeBron does do little things where I kind of like, I don't, what?
Why would you do that? We're a little weird.
Acting like it was Nike the whole way. It's like, no.
It's
actual people that were there involved.
Yes.
It was like, Adidas gives you the money, you're going to Adidas.
Yes, and he admitted that they gave me 7 years, $90 million
yeah.
and a huge signing bonus, and I moved my family out of the hood the next day.
Yeah, the Windhorse thing bothered me too.
That was the only weird part. I did enjoy him saying Giannis could score 250 points in a game in the 70s, and then Mad Dog Russo's head exploding. That was quite...
Did Russo get all
his head exploded. It
Who
literally
Who would have
exploded.
Guarded Giannis, just out of curiosity?
He said, Dr. J, Julius Erving, Giannis isn't in the same galaxy as Dr. J, was his takeaway. And then he invoked the 77 Blazers. He said, you're scoring on Maurice Focus and Bill Walton.
Yeah, Maurice would have thrown.
Did you pull that audio?
I did not pull that audio, no.
So you didn't do anything from the LeBron
I avoided
fallout
it.
Or interview
ESPN
or nothing?
ESPN beat
it.
That dead horse after they had that.
It was
everywhere.
It's a massive
all over
story.
It is a massive
story. The face
story.
Of the league and the face of a media entity are now feuding WWE style.
They are, yeah. The Stephen A. Smith stuff just, it chaps my ass, man. And I don't want to feed his beast. I don't want to do it. Because then I'm doing what LeBron, that was the only criticism that I had of it. And it's hard to not respond if you're LeBron to all of this crap when everybody's constantly talking about you. He did exactly what Stephen A. Smith wanted him to do. He fell right into the Stephen A. Smith trap.
Oh.
And then Stephen A. Smith the next day
that.
Got to go on First Take, in which I'm sure tens of millions of people tuned in. What's Stephen A.'s response going to be? And he went on a 15-minute uninterrupted monologue to open the show.
I thought he came off as kind of a bitch.
He is an absolute bitch, but he's getting the ratings and the clicks and the attention that he wants
that
out of
is.
It. And that's all that he wants out of this.
Yeah.
And he's going to make more money out of this. And I don't want to feed that beast. Mm. If we want to talk about certain aspects of what LeBron, you know, his relationship with MJ, that kind of stuff I'm all for. But the Stephen Stephen A. Smith's feud crap, I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, he says him and Jordan aren't really, they don't talk
They
much.
Don't talk. They don't have a conversation very often. He said he will when they when he retires.
He's hoping that when he retires, and I'd be like, eh.
I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. The way all of it's been handled by both sides is a fascinating look.
Yes, and then if you hate LeBron, you're tweeting out every clip of what LeBron said and saying, see, this is why LeBron is a bitch. And if you love LeBron, you're saying, see, this is why LeBron's the best. And it just, the LeBron stuff, man, it's such a lightning rod.
I kind of would hope that you'd pull the audio of Maurice Lucas, though.
We can pull that audio.
That's good fallout from all of it.
It was hilarious to see of all the teams that he could have invoked about Giannis in the 70s, which I love LeBron doing that because every former NBA player does that to current NBA players. You couldn't handle it back in the... You couldn't last back in the 80s.
What'd he say? Rodman said that he wasn't skilled enough?
I mean, it's just ridiculously dumb. So the fact that he flipped it on its head and was like, nah, I could score 250 points in the 70s, I did quite enjoy that. But I'll send the audio to Swag to poll.
How much would it change Doggy's opinion if Giannis played one game in the 70s, you dropped him in with a time machine, and he scored like 90 points? How much would that change?
I mean, 250 is never going to, like, that's ridiculous, but that's almost what was the comedic aspect of it was that you went so extreme that you knew you were going to draw a reaction from certain people. This is my generation! And he just starts yelling. I mean, he could get to 90. There are teams that he could have played against and scored 90 points.
But how does
against.
Doggy react to that?
He probably doesn't back down from the take.
Really? See, still not 250. Well, it's good to be back. A lot to discuss today. We had crazy basketball action going on left and right.
We did.
Got some Blazer stuff.
Nice night last night.
Was it?
Nice night last night.
Did you watch a lot of that King game?
I didn't watch a second of that game.
Good for you.
Because there were two basketball games in college on at the same time.
There were.
They were a little bit more important on my radar.
Yeah.
It was a good night to be a Blazer fan.
Well, let's talk about that. We'll get to that today. Who do we have guest-wise?
We got nobody. We got me. We got you.
Nobody for the ticker?
We got nobody for the ticker. No ticker guest.
We doubled up yesterday.
We doubled up yesterday.
We have a segment every day.
We do have a segment every day.
Hey, you doubled up yesterday, so the segment doesn't exist today.
No, it still exists.
It's still here. It's still there.
We got pranking me right now?
No, no. We got nobody. No, we got nobody. We didn't book anybody. Got nobody. All right. I'll interview you about your vacation in Bend.
More on Bend, huh? Mm-hmm. I got more on Bend.
I want to get your thoughts on your favorite coffee shops in Bend.
I could give you those. I could also give you sitting at a bar next to the 65-year-old couple on a blind date.
Ooh, 65-year-old blind date?
Yep.
Interesting.
Grandchildren conversation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, good for them getting out.
That's what we said.
Exploring the space a little bit.
It's no shame.
See what you got left, you know?
Well, we'll try to get to all of that today. Dirt and Sprague, it is good to be with you. Let's get it going on a Flop Shot and Fast Break Friday next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Alan and Brandon here. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app.
It's Alan and Braden. Thank you very much.
He corrected my name.
That is true. He did. He remembered.
We then got off the interview, and he apologized to me again, said, I'm so sorry I screwed that up. You want me to redo that? And
I'm just
said,
still Alan over here. I'm just hanging out as Alan. I'm just forever going to be Alan to Rick Riz. That's okay. Rick Riz is a legend. If he wants to call me Alan, he can call me Alan.
It's okay. Wanda Sykes thinks I should be Craig and not Sprague.
Craig? What kind of name is Sprague? You're Craig. That's your new name.
Alan is like... the least likely name I would choose for
it's not
you.
Even close. I mean, just other than the first letter of the name, it doesn't sound like Brandon Braden. You know, there's like a...
I get it.
You're swimming in the same river, at least. Yeah. You're going in the same direction. Andy and Alan, just not a similar sound at all.
He just went, it's an A name, I know.
It's an A. It's short. It's quick, short A name. What's the first one that pops up? Alan. We're going with Alan. That's what we'll do.
Did you talk Russell Wilson in the big signing?
You're damn right we talked Russell Wilson in the big signing. You bided 30 minutes on that the other day.
So you did 30 minutes on Russell Wilson. You did 0 minutes on LeBron.
I didn't do 30 minutes on Russell Wilson, but we did talk about Russell Wilson.
What
How
are the
do
Giants
not?
Doing?
I don't know. I don't get it. Wouldn't you just rather have if you're tanking, can't Jameis Winston accomplish that for you? Can he tank?
Are you tanking? Are you going to draft a guy?
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. If they take those two guys in free agency and then draft a quarterback, what do they got, the third pick in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a pretty funny quarterback room.
Yeah, especially if DeVito's hanging around for camp.
DeVito, Russ, Jameis Winston, and Shador Sanders is the most interesting quarterback room we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Like, 100%. That's just bonkers bananas.
It would make no sense.
What are you doing?
We should put a poll question up. Could Giannis score 50 points against the 1977 Portland Trailblazers? Yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague?
Yeah, I've sent the audio to Swag. He's pulling it.
You got it?
I sent the Mad Dog audio. Is on its way.
I heard the clip that you were watching during the break, and he absolutely lies in this clip.
Well, you weren't watching NBA games till 2 o'clock in the morning on tape delay?
He was watching. He said the NBA in the 70s.
I watched every game in the 70s.
Every game every day in the 70s.
It didn't exist. Even the ones that were on tape delay were what? Like one game of the week? That was about it?
Don't worry, Doggy.
There wasn't some NBA league pass where you could watch every 1977 Portland Trailblazers game.
No, Doggy had Stream East.
Stream East. That's right.
So
back in the day.
He was able to access it from Rhode Island.
That was his access to watching.
Long Island or wherever the hell he's from. You would be proud of me.
Yeah, what do you got?
My last night in Bend, both me and my daughter, I don't know what it was. It might have been the dry desert air. The constant walking everywhere and maybe not drinking enough water.
That'll do it to you.
We both got massive bloody noses at night.
Ah, elevation, lack of hydration.
Just a combination.
That could do it. Little alarming. Was it while you were sleeping or before you went to bed?
No, it was while we were sleeping.
That's terrifying.
Is it?
Well, I would just say to like wake up and there's blood everywhere.
I caught mine.
Okay.
But then I was like, what's going on? I heard a noise in the living room. So I walked out of the living room and the fan was on for some reason. And I look on the bed and my youngest, she's got blood on the sheets.
Just blood on the sheets.
And I'm like, oh my God, she's got a bloody nose too. So we take care of that. I couldn't sleep. It was 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Can't sleep at all. I'm like, we're leaving tomorrow. I'll get more sleep tomorrow and get ready for the Friday show. So I'm laying in the bed. The wife is snoring and I can't sleep. So I bust the phone out and I go to ESPN. Dude, I read for 15 minutes an in-depth article of like the top 15 college football spring/recruiting wars going on.
Look at you.
You guys are about to get Chris Henry.
Well, maybe. We'll see. We're currently losing guys to USC, so we got to start flipping it on its head and start stealing other players.
The buzz on the streets, according to this ESPN article, is Chris Henry's going.
He just made a surprise trip to Eugene. He's the number one wide receiver in the country.
But I was reading all these, like, hey, this team could make the leap to be in a playoff. And I just was reading this, and I'm like, Dirt would be proud of me right now.
I would be very proud of you right now.
1 a.m. reading this article for no reason.
I'd be very proud. I looked up the Prime sunglasses the other day. Seems like there's momentum. We might even know as soon as today that spring game is going to happen. And I found the sunglasses and I'm going to buy. And I'll wear them on the show while we're talking about Colorado Syracuse playing a spring game.
Is there a reason they want to do Bedlam for the spring
stuff? I actually thought that was a brilliant idea.
Instead of playing a game?
I mean, look, they should be playing the game. Doesn't seem like they can put that horse back in the barn, if you will. But that would be an incredible theater, would it not? Two in-state rivals who hate each other, who no longer play.
How many fights are in spring practice?
I mean, just an insane amount.
Every day.
And Gundy's not wrong. Like, hey, you want the NIL money? Charge $25 a head. We'll take all the money, use it for NIL. That's, you know, we'll have one game in our building, one game in your building. Think about the amount of money that we'll generate for each
team. He wants to play two spring games.
He wants to play a one in each spot. Or he said we can alternate back and forth. You know, if we just want to do one year, it's in Norman. The next year,
that's what it would
be. Stillwater, and that's probably what it would be. God, it would be incredible theater, and I would watch every second of it.
I would too,
because that's not a rival. Like, the Oregon State thing sucks because Oregon State doesn't feel like they're on the same level anymore, and so Oregon State fans don't want to play the game. I don't think that's the case in Oklahoma. Like, Oklahoma State wasn't very good this year, and well, neither was Oklahoma, to be fair. They were both disappointing, but they're still in big conferences. Like, Oklahoma State still feels like they got a shot against Oklahoma, so it would be awesome theater.
So Colorado and Syracuse are going to go ahead with this, right, and just tell the NCAA to piss off?
I hope so.
They're trying to go through proper channels first, I think, to get a waiver from the NCAA or something.
They said they should know this week.
If they get shut down, then they might go
sue.
Wouldn't
the NCAA be doing themselves a favor by just saying, you know what?
Yes, they would.
Let's evolve. Let's progress. We'll change this. Yes, go forward with this.
So I think they're going to...
You'd think so.
You'd think so. But they're going to force the NCAA to...
Then fight it in court.
Exactly.
And then they'll be like, hey, NCAA doesn't know what they're doing.
I just play the game. What the hell are they going to do?
Yeah, right.
What are they going to do?
arrest you?
I don't know what
take my program away.
What are the penalties if they do that? That's
don't pay the penalties.
Know.
Who cares? What I would don't do it. I just wouldn't pay the penalties.
This guy's ineligible. No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's playing.
What are you gonna do?
Go ahead. You have no power anymore.
No, they're kind of useless. That's why I'm saying they should be evolving and okaying this.
Yeah, but I think both sides said they should have an answer from by the end of the week. They were hoping this week we would know.
Let's get into the hoops action. Was crazy yesterday. We had opening day in Major League Baseball.
We did.
For every other team, not named the Cubs and Dodgers.
Yes. Everybody. Well, no. There was actually somebody didn't play yesterday. Who didn't play
what
yesterday?
Teams didn't play yesterday?
That was the so Rays stupid. And the Rockies because I don't think
they have
the
to
Rays
take the Yankee stuff down.
Yeah.
They needed more time to cover up all the Yankee stuff.
For their half-filled minor league stadium. Yeah. Spring training stadium.
At the Yankees training facility. Because that is a good situation to be in.
It's great. Rob Manfred said it's quaint. The ballpark's quaint. For the A's to be playing in Sacramento in a minor league stadium and the Rays to be playing in a spring training facility, it's good. It's a quaint, you know, location.
Well, a lot going on in sports. Let's dive into what happened last night and yesterday because, boy, there's a lot of it. We'll get to it next. Good God, the basketball was basketballing yesterday.
There was balls everywhere, man. Basketballs were everywhere.
Not enough screens.
Not enough screens. I ranted about this on the show yesterday, and I felt incredibly vindicated. Now, I have YouTube TV, so the ability to watch two games at the same time has made the tournament viewing experience much easier. Having those games in the evening end at almost identical times is one of the dumbest television decisions that I've ever seen.
Would you rather have the multi-view split-screen endings of both, or you want staggered?
I want more staggered games.
I was surprised they didn't start the games earlier in the day.
Those games ended after midnight Eastern.
Yeah.
The last game, the Arkansas-Texas Tech game, didn't tip until 10:15 Eastern time.
But it's in California.
Started at 6:15. Give me an hour earlier. We got to wait around all day. The game didn't start till 4:15, the first one, Bama and BYU. You can't tell me we can start a game earlier than this. Move them up an hour. Stagger them. I was watching them both at the same time, and then I kind of flipped off the Texas Tech game because they were up by 16, and then, oopsies, here comes the Red Raiders. So I had to go back to the dual screen. So I have the ability to watch both. I just, having them end at the same time when there's only four games in a day was so dumb to me.
Let's keep track of this now. Yesterday was opening day in Major League Baseball.
Yes, it was. Undefeated.
0-1.
0-1. Mariners are going to win the World Series.
However, 1-0 against Snitker in decision-making for my Braves.
You are, yeah. And you're at home managerial skills.
Hey, man, the eighth hitter in the lineup just hit a solo home run.
Yeah.
The ninth hitter just got a hit off him. Why don't we pull him?
Yeah, no. Get him out of there.
Let him face Tatis.
Get him out of there.
Ah, no big deal. Jason Hayward scores.
This will be okay. Don't worry about it. Leave him in. Nothing better than making managerial decisions from your couch, you know? I was ready to come in and rant about how bad the Giants are going to be because their offense still sucks, and then they scored four runs in the ninth inning, and now everything's great. I think they're going to win the World Series.
Pods just blew us up in the seventh, man. Just
Padres are going to be a good team this year, man. That's a solid National League squad right there.
How about you make good pitching decisions?
You know, that helps. That helps a little bit.
Felt like maybe he shouldn't have come back, but he did, and he's still doing the stupid things where he keeps the same guy that's not pitching. Anyways,
a little bit of
I digress.
Issue.
Braves are 0-1. Yeah, the basketball was going nuts last night.
It was?
Because not only did you have the NCAA tournament, which we'll get to, but you also had this. Did you see this live?
No.
You did not see this live?
No.
I don't know what we're talking about. What are we talking about? What did I see live?
The Bulls-Lakers.
No.
I don't have league pass.
Was it on TV?
Well, this, even if you hate LeBron and the LeBron fall
I saw what
stuff,
happened, but I did not see it live.
Absolute insanity.
Yeah.
I don't know how to quantify this other than just tell you the number. According to all the metrics, the win probability swung 191% in the final 12 seconds of this game.
That's a pretty big swing right there.
Also, what does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I think we use these kind of weird...
Well, that's some weird math.
Right, but like...
It can't swing is, that.
Does that matter to people?
No.
I saw that. I'm like, I should mention that on the show. And then I'm like, but like, does anybody care?
Yeah.
I mean, they basically were, they should have won the game and then they didn't win the game.
Well, they should have won and the other team should have won and then they should have won.
Well, the Lakers initially gave it to them. Then they stole it back and then the Bulls stole it.
This was a big outcome for your Portland Trailblazers.
It was.
Here was the final four possessions of this basketball game. Okay. It's 115 to 110. There is 12.6 seconds left in this game. By almost anybody's math, this game is over.
The game's over. I'm turning it off. I'm going to bed.
Sans a Reggie Miller, Tracy McGrady-like ending, this game should be over.
Yep.
But it wasn't, and it ended and went like this.
2-point game, 9.8 left. Oh, who scored? Did he? The steal! Right for the lead! Yeah!
Big time plays! Big time plays! Kobe, wait! Sub-zero! Bang, bang, bang!
Doncic took the final shot before that. Here's Reeves. Reeves straight to the top! Lays it in to take the lead!
Told you.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddy for the win.
Go! My God! I cannot believe this. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. Unbelievable.
Impossible.
Magic Giddy. Good day, mate. Somewhere in Australia, Sydney.
Wait, who is the Bulls?
Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby.
I don't
baby.
Know who the Bulls color guy is.
We need to find Stacey out. King. Stacey oh, King
Stacey
is
Stacey King. King. Wow. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. That
is me.
Gun. Done. Bang.
Good day, mate. The good day, mate, was the best part of it. That was solid. When Giddy hits a game winner, you got good day, mate.
Weirdly, it works with the regular TV guy. Like, he kind of steps all over him, but it's... I don't know. It's just kind of everywhere.
That reminded me, who was the Patriots guy forever?
Scott Zolak.
You know, unicorn show ponies. Yeah. Where's the beef after touchdowns? Just like, just yelling random thought, like thought bubble, thought bubble, thought bubble. What pops into my head? That's what I'm going to scream out.
Chicago Bulls are red hot.
They are red hot. And the Blazers are now a game and a half clear of them in the worst record in the NBA
they just
standings,
completed a
which
sweep
is
of the Lakers.
Massive. That was like, a massive outcome last
night. Scored like 150 on them. In L.A.
The dream is still alive, guys. The dream is still alive.
The funniest thing to me about this is watching all of that happen. The Bulls fans are going nuts. Stacey King is losing his mind. He's coming, Elizabeth.
He is.
And I went, this is exactly what Reinsdorf wants every year.
Yes, just enough.
He doesn't want to pay out his ass on a roster.
Nope.
But he wants this team to be the play-in team.
Well, I don't. Maybe there's something next year. Look at that; they're heading in the right direction. That this could
makes,
be it.
But if they make the playoff as a 7 or 8,
yeah,
that it doesn't matter if they get swept. It's going to be well. I mean, guys, next year
playoff team last year.
It's exactly the place you don't want to be as a franchise. And I laugh watching them hit that shot because the entire United Center just gets swept up. The way Trailblazer fans get swept up when we win 10 of 11. Yes. We should be sucking, but it's fun!
For 2 weeks! And then you watch Cooper Flagg in the Sweet 16, and you're like, damn it.
Oh, man, he's good.
Damn it.
God, that guy's good.
Remember that guy on the radio who's been yelling about how you shouldn't be winning games this year? Yeah, that's why. If you watched last night, they currently, by the way, are the 9th seed in the Eastern Conference. So they're basically, they're going to the
play-in.
The way
they're playing, they could get to the playoff.
They are in the play-in lock because Toronto is not catching anybody at that point.
No, Toronto doesn't want to catch anybody.
So they might even catch Orlando at this point. And yeah, if they win 2 games, they're in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
Boy, a dud city and then heartbreak city all happened yesterday as well. Let's get to that next on The Fan. I want to get to that phenom you mentioned. The Trailblazers might have a chance to get.
If you lose these final regular season games, the odds are going to increase, baby.
The water's finally been shut off.
Has it? Is it still a trick? Is it a trickle?
No.
Do we got a trickle?
Is it maybe a like a drip?
We got a drip, drip, drip.
A drip faucet.
Can we turn that drip off?
It's not running, but
I want that drip off.
Your water's still running technically.
I want to go find the water valve and shut all of it off. Not the faucet, not just turning the knob. I want the entire water in the house shut down.
I think Joe has turned the knob.
Yeah.
But Chauncey didn't replace the faucet, so it still drips a little bit.
We got to get that drip. We'll get rid of that drip, man.
We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. Remember when John Calipari randomly left Kentucky?
I do.
For Arkansas.
He was going to get fired. They were heading for a divorce. It felt like it was
probably
trending
heading,
in that direction.
Yeah. He got ahead of it.
It's one of those like, you know what? We don't like each other anymore. This has run its course. I'm going to go ahead and get the hell out of here.
And then he said this at the press conference at Arkansas.
And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, I got to... Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together.
Well, they did. They ended up getting a roster together after that because he met with the team, but there was no team.
Yeah.
One of the all-time great lines at an opening press conference.
I talked to the team. There's no team. Wait, what?
Just talking into an empty locker room?
All right, guys, we're going to go out and get like the speech and Rudy that he gives in the empty locker room. This is a little awkward.
I think it's up there with Dion telling Colorado, get your asses out of here. You're terrible. I brought my luggage. My luggage is Louis.
I got Louis luggage. We don't need you anymore. Thank you, though.
But he did find a roster.
Yeah.
And then they had a not-so-great debut season, but they got into the tournament. They played better late. They get in as a 10 seed. They get to the Sweet 16. And what happened yesterday in that second half?
Ooh, buddy. Ooh, buddy.
13-point lead with 4 minutes and some change is...
As big as 16, if I'm not mistaken,
it got
at one point.
To 16,
yeah, it was 16 with, like, 9 minutes to go.
With 10 minutes to go, it was 16. With 4 minutes to go, I think it was 13.
I had the... Because I was YouTube TVing it, so I had both games on at the same time. And it was right around the time that Caleb Love started to go on a little bit of a run. And I looked over at the Texas Tech-Arkansas score, and they were up by 16, and I flipped off the game. I flipped the solo
wide. I kept it up.
See, I didn't really care about that game anyways.
I didn't think Arizona was going
to
do the comeback.
I didn't either, but it was Caleb Love. He was cooking. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg, I can dream. Yeah, that just was more interesting to me. Texas Tech does nothing for me. I didn't care about them winning or losing that game. Arkansas winning is an interesting storyline, but they're up by 16 with 10 minutes. I'm like, this game's over. Click. And then I'm watching the little box at the top, and I'm like, wait a minute. Now it's down to 12. Wait, now it's down to 10. Now it's down to 8. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go back to the dual screen and watch. And then that one ended up being the last game of the night. You also sent the stat, and this was floating all over social media last night. He was 35-0 in tournament games when he led by 6+ points at halftime.
That's crazy.
He had never 35-0 when leading by 6+ points. They had a 6-point lead or whatever it was at halftime, and they blew it in the second half.
Swag, I might have made a mistake last night, so you can correct me if I was wrong here, but when Dirt was out, when he got hired, we did a segment on coaches, and I forget who said what? You give opinions.
I vaguely remember that conversation.
You remember that segment? That was why I text that. I was like, I wonder if he'd remember. And then you said, I'm a big Cal guy. And I'm like, did I say I was lukewarm on Cal? I couldn't remember who said what.
I might have said, and it depends on what it was. If, you know, it was like all-time Hall of Fame coach or something like that.
It was in that conversation.
It was in that conversation.
And I couldn't remember whose position was what. But I remember just thinking, like, somebody on the show was like, eh.
Somebody was anti-Cal.
Cal is overrated. And then they gave the stat, and I just chuckled remembering that conversation.
35-0. And then he ironically blew the lead there. He was on the brink of being, and he might still end up being. We'll see. Patino could do this as well. No coach in the history of college basketball has led four different programs to the Final Four.
Man.
And he was not blowing a 16-point lead and one more win away from being the first one to ever do it.
That last possession, and I know he had a timeout. You can ridicule that all you want. That's the shot Wagner wanted.
I mean, even the one at the end of the regulation.
Terrible.
I didn't like that look either.
Going right, that's fading into the baseline.
And there's 9 seconds left. You kind of take your time bringing the ball up the court, and then all of a sudden there's 3 seconds left, and you're at the 3-point line.
It's the one
line,
thing
you
in
rush,
modern basketball, which is end of clock situations.
It's mainly just one-on-one.
It's like, run something. Get somebody open. Run your offense. Get somebody open for a shot.
It's isolation. Well, that's all it is.
And it's just that, and half the time they end up settling for a step-back 26-foot three-pointer. It's like, why did you take 12s? I don't understand it.
You got to put yourself in the coach position here, right? So I hear you, but if I tell you the game's on the line, you want your best player passing the ball and then running through screens and then down screens, set screens, back picks. You can say yes to that all you want. Being in the situation, I think you want your best player with the ball, do you not?
Yeah, but
it also depends on how much time you have left on the clock, too.
You're practicing all season. You take time for special situations. You do baseline out-of-bounds stuff. You do work in the press.
I think you'd be surprised.
Here we go.
How
one
little,
shot, last shot, end of a game or end of a half. This is what we want to do.
I think you would be stunned how little plays coaches actually run in games. What's Arkansas's offense? It was go and pass and move the ball up the court. It's largely what it was, how they got that lead yesterday. Cal wants to run.
No, I understand that.
So, like, I know.
There's more structure to it than I think you're giving it credit for.
Oh, it's positionless basketball. I'm well aware of what it is. I'm just telling you, you act like it's run a set play as if they do it every time they're up the court, and largely offenses are just passing
No,
cuts.
It's not a set play. It's a set, and they run actions, and there's options off of it that they can do. But The one four, spread it out. I'm just going to dribble out the clock and then try to beat my guy one-on-one.
Who's a coach that runs that then? Because that infuriates you, and I totally get why.
The Warriors will do stuff. They'll still run. They'll still
Steph's
run.
Steph's not just getting the ball at the end of the game, and they're setting a screen and Steph knocking
even
down
if you try to set a high ball, high middle ball screen off it, have some weak side action. If the double team comes, then there's something for him to do. There's got to be something going on.
Well, I understand the point. What I would just say is I think a lot of it depends on how much time you have. Like, how much time does it take to run a full set? Like, if you're going through it and you can't advance the ball.
You need 10 seconds.
You can't advance the ball in college basketball. So you're inbounding it underneath the other hoop.
You can't dribble past half court.
Sure, but I'm talking about the game last night. Arkansas had to inbound the ball from their own hoop, essentially, and you got 9 seconds to go the length of the floor. Like, by the time you get, I thought they could have sped it up a little bit so you had more time.
Don't walk it up.
But by the time they got over half court, even if you sprint, there's 5 seconds to go. You're going to run two screens in 5 seconds. Like, that's just, a lot of those situations are tough.
I had more of a problem with the go-ahead shot at the end of regulation.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
That was coming out of timeout. Yeah. The end of overtime, when he went for the tie... Yeah. That was just last few seconds, chaos, young guy with
trying,
the ball.
You could have called a timeout there as well, but they decided not to in that moment.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, Oklahoma City is an interesting team going into the NBA playoffs because of what everybody says. Like, a game five, tie game, second round or Western Conference Finals coming out of the half court. Is SGA getting the ball and then they're running a set? Or is SGA getting the ball dribbling?
I think it's just ISO. Like, that's what 99% of basketball teams do now.
It's your best player.
You give the ball to your best player and you get the hell out of the way. And you say, we'll live or die on whatever the result of this play is.
We need swag to get into coaching.
I mean, I love the idea of it. My fear would be if you're running that many screens and that many guys have an action, is there an offense? Does somebody trip? Does somebody run over somebody? Is there an offensive foul?
And then the other side of that swag, too, would be, so take Steph, right? Steph has some action in some way at the end of the game, and Steph has a double. And then Steph pass, and Pajemski shoots the shot, and he misses. Now you're Steve Kerr, and you get to go to the podium. Steve, why would Brandon Pajemski shoot that shot and not Stephen effing Curry?
Why did TJ Bamba take it to the rack and not Jackson Shellstad or Nate Biddle getting an open look? Why is that the offensive set that you're running?
And you could say, well, yeah, it's an open shot, but... Everybody and their mom would say, you make the best player shoot the shot.
Well, and then the reality for the big-time stars is that they could then get criticized for that. You can make the right play,
had,
and then
LeBron
you're...
LeBron had that criticism
he's
for years.
He's LeChoke. He doesn't want the... He doesn't have the Kobe balls. He doesn't want to take the big shot.
He's the right basketball
Jordan's
player.
Balls are bigger. I mean, that's the reaction from the national media, so that's why these guys say, give me the ball, I'm going to shoot it. I got to have balls, so let me shoot it.
I was disappointed, though, to see kind of the end of that game, but...
I wanted Arkansas to win, to be honest with you. Calipari's a great character.
Better, yeah.
Him advancing, Kentucky losing, just the feeling there would have been great. Texas Tech does nothing for me.
Well, also, is anybody going to stop that Florida team? Because, God, they look good.
Maybe not. I don't think anybody's beaten Duke.
Pretty damn good.
I don't think anybody's beaten Duke.
Oh, I think Florida-Duke are on a...
Collision course.
Were they on the opposite sides?
They'd be the championship
game. That'd be a hell of a championship game.
That would be a fantastic championship game.
Hell of a title game.
Let's see. Who do we have today? We've got the other Sweet 16 games.
I thought going in, the games today were a little more interesting just in terms of storylines. Michigan State, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Auburn, and then Purdue, Houston.
Some videos out there about taking Michigan overall. I really need the Wolverines to.
You're big on the Wolverines tonight. Big on the Wolverines.
Ole Miss. Kind of being disrespected a little bit with Chris Beard.
Michigan State is the most bet team in the Sweet 16.
And their offense is terrible.
Yeah, everybody's on them -3.5 tonight.
Is Kentucky going to beat Tennessee?
I don't think so.
Because that would be funny the other way.
They won't make it 3 in a row.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's hard to do.
Purdue-Houston's probably going to be a little ugly.
Could be ugly.
Could be really
low
scoring.
Very ugly.
Yeah.
A lot of this depends on the Big Ten teams tonight, if you're going to get good games. Michigan State, can they find an offense?
Purdue-Houston is a 131.5 over. The next lowest one is Ole Miss-Michigan State at 144.5.
Yeah, that 131.5, by the way, mind you, the Bama-BYU over-under yesterday was 175.5. That's a difference of 45 points.
Jeez, that Bama team, when they play like that.
It's a big difference.
They set the record yesterday.
Purdue's going to win that game by getting ugly. That's Iowa football. We're punting, field position, 6-3. That's the only way we can win.
24-21 halftime.
It's got to be under 20 at the end of the first half.
More on the NCAA tournament, that incredible generational player that we all watched yesterday, the Trailblazers. Let's get to that hour 2 Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.